Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. California has taken a giant step toward putting a lid on rent increases and cutting down on homelessness. We'll ask a Wall Street Journal reporter in a moment how other states are trying to keep rents in check. First, some money and market news you should know. The online brokerage price wars are heating up again. Robinhood is trying to get more customers into the investment game by offering high-yield cash accounts. It'll pay over 2% on uninvested cash to start, but that rate will fluctuate as interest rates rise and fall. Robinhood isn't the first so-called fintech to move into traditional banking. Robo-advisors Betterment and Wealthfront have launched similar programs. The company's move comes a week after online brokerages Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and E-Trade announced they would match Robinhood's fee-free stock trading model. Robinhood first announced a high-yielding cash account last year, but hadn't cleared the idea with regulators. And those surprise resort fees that show up on your hotel bill could soon be a thing of the past. House lawmakers have introduced a bipartisan bill that would require hotels to be more transparent in their rate advertising. The bill would abolish mandatory daily charges on a guest's hotel bill for things like fitness center access, in-room safes, and Wi-Fi, which can be charged whether they're used or not. The issue of transparency in resort fees has been on the government's radar for years. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a rent control law this week, capping rent increases in an effort to curb the state's homeless problem. But tight housing markets leading to skyrocketing rents is not just an issue in the Golden State. And this California bill could give a national rent control movement a jumpstart. Wall Street Journal reporter Alejandro Lazo joins us with details. So Alejandro, what does this new law say?
This law is pretty straightforward. It just caps rental increases at 5% annually plus inflation, and it gives some protections to people living in rental housing. Basically, you have to be you can't just be evicted without cause.
How bad is the housing problem in California?
The housing problem in California is pretty bad. I mean, pretty much across the board for from everyone who you would consider moderately wealthy, who, you know, still have to pay quite a bit to buy a home on the coast where they have their jobs that employ them and give them high incomes, to, you know, the poorest among us here in this state, which has a very high homeless population, as we noticed in the story. California has, you know, grow its its homeless population has grown in recent years. You can visibly see what people describe as unsheltered people living on the streets and really suffering, living in tents, and it's a bad situation.
And California ranks number one in the country in homelessness. About 130,000 people were homeless in 2018, and it's not just about homelessness; it's also about affordability, right?
Affordability has dropped quite a bit in California since the housing bust, both for people who are looking to own a home and as well as those who are renters. More than half of renters in California spend more than 30% of their incomes on rental housing. That number you can be further broken down, and you can look at people who are quote-unquote severely burdened in the state of California. That's 28% of renters in California who pay more than 50% of their household incomes on rent. Those are pretty substantial numbers nationally.
This is an issue in other places also, New York and Oregon especially. How are they dealing with it?
Those two states are the ones this year that have passed some measures of, rent control measures as well. New York tightening up some of its legislation, and New York being the first state this year to pass a statewide rent control measure. So these are states that are controlled by Democrats, and certainly the Democratic Party is turning to price controls as a way of sort of alleviating the cost issue in what are obviously very expensive housing markets.
And what other solutions besides capping rent are being considered to alleviate housing problems around the country?
I mean, you ask any expert, any real estate expert, and they'll tell you just got to build more. You got to put more supply on the market. This is an issue that, you know, Democrats here in California are well aware of. The governor himself campaigned on increasing the annual production of housing. We haven't seen the annual production of housing quite get to the levels or get to the levels at all that he wants to see. There was a measure in the California state legislature that got quite a bit of national attention earlier this year. It was known as Senate Bill 50, and it would have rezoned parts of California around transit and housing, but it didn't advance this year. The legislature is supposed to take it up again next year, take another look at it, but it did not advance this year in the face of opposition from localities, various cities and other jurisdictions that essentially don't want the state to overrule their own sort of zoning restrictions.
Proposed rent control laws have received pushback from the real estate industry. Has the industry's influence diminished?
You know, I don't think so. The California Apartment Association, for instance, dropped its opposition to this particular measure as it made its way through the state legislature. It still is potentially facing another rent control measure on next year's ballot. And so that likely played into their decision to not oppose this measure. Perhaps they can go to the voters next year and say, well, we've worked this out in the state legislature. You should not vote for this, what's likely to be a tougher measure for their industry next year. Voters shot down a pretty sweeping rent control measure here in California that was on the ballot in 2018. And so they still have quite a bit of influence, I would say.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Alejandro Lazo joining us from our San Francisco bureau. Alejandro, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.